Aleph in the Gemara, right? So Higio is loitani elahigia. So Higio means you reached him, which means that you're, which would indicate that you were intentionally going after him, and you caught up with him. Higia means you happen to meet him. I feel memela, even if it just happens, memela. So now, so from the circumstances, it looks like it was a casual encounter. He says, and by the way, you know, the get is bottle. So that's really strange. If a person wrote a get and he tried to, decided to retract the get, logic would be that he would intend to go after him. So he happened to meet him. It looks like he's not really serious. So maybe we should say, he doesn't really mean to be mevatel. He just means to get the woman scared. You know what? She would like to get in this situation. We're saying, and you know, he says, yeah, no, you know, no get. Ah, okay, fine, get. You know, he's trying to tease her out. So Tosafot says that, what's the case? What's the man? What is the husband telling? He's telling he means it seriously. Or he's telling. So the husband's saying, "No, I'm serious. I mean to be involved to the get. No. You really didn't mean it. You know, I mean, we're going to go and make her divorced against what the husband says." So obviously the case over here we're talking about. So what's the case over here? We're saying you're going to say he didn't really mean to mevatel it, and therefore we're going to allow her the get to be given by the shliach against the will of the husband. Now that's not logical. Tosafot says that the pshat is over here. We should say it's not lekula, but the chumra that. That if the get is given afterwards, we have to hush that maybe the get is valid. So she's left in limbo. But not lekula, we wouldn't say that the get, we can go to lechatchila against the rutz of the husband and give the get. That would not be logical. Okay. That's the chiddush of that case. What's the chiddush of that case? Somewhere says, "Ma'ad tema lo'al lima shlichusay debaso mishlichusay dekama dilavatle." That the shlichusay debasra will not override the shlichusay dekama. He's been made a shliach of the husband, so the husband directly could take it back. But to take back the shlichus through a shlichus, I think you can't do. Kamashul on that you could. Okay, that's the chiddush of that case. Then the Mishnah said, "Kadam who ate of ishtai lamali." So the husband went to the woman first and said, "You should know, by the way, that I'm going to vatel the get that I sent you." So what's the chiddush of that case? Of course, it works. Some more says, "Ma'udatema ki lo yamrinan l'tzurka mechaven hanimil l'shliach." Avla didah vada l'tzurka mechaven. Even though you told me that in the case before, we're not concerned that he's just trying to irritate her and bother. But the case where he's telling her directly, maybe we should be choshed. If he went through the whole process of writing the get and sending the get, Mustam, he really means it. And this, what's happening now, is not, he's not serious about it. So why is he saying it? He wants to get her upset. And therefore, again, so the argument would be that we should look at it as lechumra, we can't accept, allow her to get married based on this get, because he meant to him about the get. Come out from along. If the get would be given, she's left. Maybe she's divorced. Maybe she's not divorced. We would leave her in that limbo. Kamash Malon. That even that case. How do you kill her in the circum machab? How do you do a body in the circum machab? Kamash Malon, not like that. Now the mission. The last case the mission says he sent her a shliach. Salam Ali. So what's with that case? Again, with this concern that maybe the husband doesn't really mean to be about that, he's just doing it to get her upset. we can have a new twist on that possibility. That he should schlep all the way to the woman to tell her, I mean, I was about to get just to bother her. We're not questioned for that. But he should send the shliach to the woman to do that. Maybe he would do that. Iu hu deloy torach adaita letzura. Awa shliach deloich mislei ki torach vada letzura kamachavan kamash malon. Okay.
It's a free service?
Either way, no difference.
So if it's not a free service, then it's something he has to, so to speak, invest in. And if it's far enough, expensive enough, it might be easier to travel yourself, or...
Right, I'm saying the question of what's the chit. Mish is saying that the bittul works. We're saying what's the chiddush? Of course, the bittul works. We're saying the chiddush is that we have to chesed. Maybe he's just doing this for other motives. He doesn't really mean bittul. He just means to get her nervous that the bittul's not, that the get's not a get. So now, and therefore, he really. So there's a scenario where that as long as one scenario that plays out, that possibility, the chiddush is saying that that's not true. All I need is one scenario. So I guys go in there and he says, do me a favor, stop by my wife and tell her that, you know, ha ha ha, the get's not really a get. Right? After all this, that's the guy says to me, no, Kamash Malon, then we're not kosher for that. If he says the shliach and the bittul's a bittul, the bittul's a bittul. We don't say it just means it to irritate her.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Okay. So that's the chiddushes of the cases where the bittul works. Now the Mishnah says a case where the bittul doesn't work. The Mor says, "Im mishigia get liyoda eno yochel avatle." Once she received the get already, the bittul does not work. The Mor says, "Of course not. Pshita that the bittul doesn't work afterwards." The Mor says, "Letzricha de mahader alei mikara livetule." There is indications from his actions that he's trying to do the bittul beforehand. And now he actually does it. Matatema igloy milsalam afreya the bituleik batlay. So lechara, now when we see that he says the bittul, we realize that what he's been trying to do was to get to that moment of bittul before the shliach gets there. And therefore, he's indicated that he's really retracted his rutzen for gerushin prior to the nesinus haget. And the get is not a good get. Kamash Malon, we don't say that, and the get is a valid get. Now look at this Tosfos a little bit to understand the case over here. Let's see Rashi. Higio habimasha shirodav acharov, that he intentionally went after him, but he said go and he reached him. This is higio, which sounds like a filum amela. Shini shor shtich, but there it happened to the shtich, whatever reason, was held up in the travel, and this person, the Baal, happened to be going to where the shliach was held up. Oh, and he met him, and he said, "Oh, by the way, you know the getz batel." So kamash alon, that we don't say from the fact that it was so casual, it's indicative of that he doesn't really mean it, because something as serious as retracting a get, a person will not just do casually. And from the way it's presented to us, indicates that he's not really serious, and the bittul's not a bittul. Kamash alon, filochi is a tavi bittul. Filochi bittul. Okay. Now, the Gemara says, I would think he means the tzurka mechavin. Lamrinan, emelet levatloi, elo the tzura ba'alma, chadish achachayim. The fact that we should say the fact that he did it memela is indicative of the fact that he doesn't really mean to be mevatel it. He says bittel. He means I want you to hold for a little bit. So leave her in limbo. You know, leave her in limbo. It's not a real bittul, because if he really seriously meant to be mevatel, he would have went after specifically for that purpose. Kamash, well, we don't say that. he was about to throw a shliach. So I would think maybe that the shechusa, the basra, is not better than the shechusa of the kama. The mina lay, the difus minay. You're not the. The first stage says he says you're not better than me. You have no ability to take away my shlichus. So kamash alone that it does work.
This issue of the Baal is just trying to irritate the wife. I mean, let's say he did speak out and said to the shaliach, I just want to make life really difficult for my wife. So, I'm going to be mevatel it, okay? But he says, but I want to be mevatel it. I thought we've learned that, we follow a person's actions, not sort of their, thoughts or the motivations.
Correct.
Or you should believe in.
So that's what Rashi is adding, that there's a concern over here of Chedesh or Chachayim. He clearly said, I'm being mevatel. So we have to understand, what does that mean? Does that mean a real bittel, which is forever? Or does he mean just a hold off for some time? So I can translate his bittel, not a full retraction of the shlichus, but I don't want you to do it right now. So that has to be the havamin of the Morris saying, I have a way from the circumstances to understand that this is clearly not a real bittel. I said bittel, he means hold off. So I think that's what does Rashi want with the idea of a month or 2 months? I mean, it says that we should say he's not serious about the bittel. End the conversation. Like, where does Rashi see the month or 2 month issue in the Gemara? So I think that's where Rashi's coming from. That we can't totally discount his statement, but we could reinterpret it from based on the circumstances. That's not a problem with the Rosh Malev. If I see from circumstantially that clearly that's what the words meant, that would be valid. So I would think that maybe that's true. Kamash, well, we don't say that. He said bittul, we have to translate it as a full bona fide bittul. The Morris says, Iyu hudalat torach, ki batle hu ve'atzumai bottle. If the guy does it himself, we have to take it seriously. Well, like, remember the Surah Kamachavan, he just means to bother her. To schlep all the way there to the woman just for the added moment of the enjoyment of the tsar, we're not kosher. But to send the shliach, he might do. Abba shliach, ki sholach shliach levatel, or mean on the Surah Kamachavan. He doesn't care that the shliach is a tircha with the shliach. Okay. Now the last piece of Gemara, Rashi doesn't say anything, but Tosis is an important Tosis over here. To really understand the Tosis, we need to see a Gemara later on. So it's glad to do it now. Just it's more Lama Dalad. It's toward the top of the page. Gidl bar re'iloi, it's six lines down. Shodale gitel advesu. Okay, so Gidl bar Eloi sent the shliach to his wife with a get. Also shliach ashecha dahava yosva v'navla. So the shliach came to the wife, and the woman was sitting there, and she was busy weaving. So she amala hey gitech, here she gets amala zil hashta miha. If it's all a mocker, I'm middle of weaving, please. Can you leave me alone? Come back tomorrow. Right? Interesting conversation, right? So also the Gabay says he went back to Gidl Bar Eloi, so that the guess the distance was not far enough that was, it was close enough that that's possible. Okay. Vamerle, and he said, told us what happened. Postach Vamer Baruch HaTov HaMeitzi. So Gidur Eloi says, oh, Baruch Hashem. Right? So it means he's saying he was happy they didn't give the get. So let's translate that, meaning he retracted the get. His reaction was clearly that he regretted the fact that he sent the get, and he's so happy that the shliach did not give the get to his wife. So what happens? So Rabbi says that this statement functions as a retraction, and therefore the get is batal. Abaye says, no, it's not. So what are they arguing about? As long as he didn't say it explicitly that he's mivatel the get is not batal. The shlichus is not batal. And the shlich can and should continue to give the get and shall be divorced. But I was Megalodas, Gilidas is not enough. You need to say it explicitly. Rabbi said, Gilidai to begit the milsihi. Rabbi disagrees and says no, that it works. So this is one of the Yalkagam, by the way.
No.
Right? This is the Gimel of Yalkagam. Gilidai to begit the, that we pass on like Abaye, not like Rabbi. So our Gemara over here, this is going to point out, you know, clearly touches on, we're saying, well, he's running after, screaming, he's running. He says, and he gets, ah, oh, I got there too late. Ah, oh, it's a, ah, oh, the more says, well, I would take it. So, I mean, that's, this will by Rav, whether you say Giladas works or not. Like, so what's our mission? If the more is loading up in our Mishnah that the person was doing something which is indicative of the desire to retract, but he didn't complete it until he got, until after the get had already been given. So it means that had that work, had he finished it before, it would work. That's like Rava. Like we're assuming that the Gili Das works, just since over here it wasn't, the process wasn't Niskala till after the get was given, it's too late. I mean, that's his argument. The more it goes to multiple cases to try to prove to buy, to try to prove to Rava, etc. But that's the basic concept. So Tosis over here, let's just start the Tosis. Malatemi going to us on a friend of Tuli Bat Lake Mash Malon. So according to Baya, that's simple. The Gilidas doesn't work. So our Mishnah is telling me this Yisrael, even though we have a clear Gilidas, that he doesn't want the get should be given. But I'm sorry, that's not enough. You have to say it explicitly. Varava Damar Lakamon, the Gilidai to begit the Milsihi. But so how is Rava going to learn up the Mishnah? The Mishnah says Gilidas works, and here we're saying it doesn't. So the answer is Hanushin Noida Karam Shigia get liyada. If it's only the Gilidas only becomes clear that that's what his intention was after the get was given, so you don't say it works retroactively, and we say that the moment of the Gilidas is the moment of Bittul. Well, it was already too late because it's already been given. For example, the more says the story over there. It's going to say the case over here compared to the case over there. Going to God, Basar Shliach Levetule, Veshaver Shliach, Zohar the Roy Basrei, the boy the member Asher Havlo, Gemara, come on. We see the Shliach going to the woman. We see the Baal running afterwards, running after him. I don't know what he's running for. Maybe saying he's running after him, saying, get her, you know. He's saying, oh, they stop. I don't know what we don't know which one he meant, right? Come on. Now, if he just suffers a dying, he'll be out of shliach. Then he screams, stop, stop, stop. But it's ready, because he thought it hasn't been given yet. It really had been given. So now we know retroactively that the running was to retract. So now there was a moment of Gilidas against the get when the get was still valid, when the retraction would have worked. So Gilidas should work. Kamash Malom, we don't say that. Now the question is, why not? So that's, you know, that's according to Rava, this is what the Chiddush of the Mishnah is. It's a very important Yisoy. Even though Gilidas functions as a form of Bittul, it's only if it happens in real time. None of it happens retroactively. We realize that that's what he meant. And now we know that he never meant to give the get. And we should now reinterpret what happened and say there was a Bittul and the get's not a get. Kamashul, and that doesn't work. Vitaimo. Mishum, the boys of Shosh, who rots, loy no de dite, lo de shtik, lo de isha, lo de bezdin, the habil durm shabalev, denim de vorim. Okay, now, obviously, nem and lomer kacha yibalibi. Let's understand that the durm shabalev, denim de vorim. What's the pshat? Why doesn't it work? It doesn't work because we don't believe him, and that's what he meant. Or the pshat, we believe him, that's what he meant, but that's not enough. The process of whatever halacha requires, when you require deeper, we require a certain level of action to affect the chalois. If that level of action doesn't exist, the chalois doesn't exist. I believe that's what you wanted, but it's irrelevant. So, the worm shall end of the worm. We say, the person says, I only meant to sell it. The more we had a condition. The person was going up there to Israel. And he sold his property with the back of the mind, the argument being, I'm moving there to Israel, I don't need the properties. It didn't work. So he wants his properties back and says that the sale was contingent. He didn't say any contingency in the sale. Well, we're not arguing with him that he didn't mean it, but I don't care if you didn't mean it. You did an action. You did a kinyan without putting any tenoim in the kinyan, etc. So the kinyan is a kinyan. So it's not a question of a lack of belief. It's a lack of action. Right? So over here, now we realize that that action meant X. But since at the time it wasn't clear, means you didn't act upon, you didn't do an effective action of bittul. A non-clear bittul is not a bittul. An unclear bittul is not a bittul. So it's called dvorim shebalev. And dvorim, even though now it's this bar, that's what you meant. But an action which wasn't clear at the time is not a valid action. It's like dvorim shebalev. And that's why it doesn't work. And that's what Rabbi would learn the Chiddush of the Gemara over here. That's Tosfos' first pshat of how to understand what's going on over here. And we'll leave the next one for.